for a special celebration. I'm Anthony Lucero.
In Louisville, Kentucky, preparations in place for the public services and procession for boxing legend Muhammad Ali. A 19-mile procession will take place Friday morning, starting at the 80 Porter & Sons Funeral Home and pass by the Ali Childhood Home. The public memorial service will be held at the KFC Yum Center at 2 p.m. Eastern on Friday. Mayor Greg Fisher expected to further detail the city's plans in the press room of the Ali Center at 8 o'clock this morning.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Your efforts have produced a strong majority of the popular vote.
Well, Hillary Clinton claims victory in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, but Bernie Sanders says he's not giving up.
I am pretty good in arithmetic, and I know that the fight in front of us is a very, very steep fight. But we will continue to fight for every vote and every delegate.
Many Democratic Party leaders were hoping Sanders would drop out of the race as they feared the divisions within the party will continue to grow. One in four Sanders supporters surveyed said they would definitely not support Hillary Clinton. I'm Jason Wirt.
Donald Trump tells his critics to get over it. The likely Republican presidential nominee facing backlash for pointing out the Mexican heritage of that judge overseeing a fraud lawsuit over Trump University. And the pilots of two F-16 fighter jets safe after a midair crash over Georgia last night. South Carolina Air National Guard saying both pilots ejecting. This is USA Radio News.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
A 50-year-old man is in jail after a deadly hit-and-run accident involving nine bike riders in western Michigan. The Kalamazoo County prosecutor says five people were killed and four hurt when a man driving a pickup hit a group from behind yesterday evening. Authorities expecting to file charges later this week. Another troubling U.S.-Chinese encounter being reported by the Pentagon this morning. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
U.S. defense officials say a Chinese fighter jet intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance aircraft in what they call an unsafe manner above the East China Sea. Officials saying the RC-135 was on a routine mission when the Chinese jet closed in at a high rate of speed. The encounter taking place is Secretary of State John Kerry and the Secretary of the Treasury Jack Lew are in Beijing for an annual meeting with China. Chinese officials over strategic and economic issues. And last month, a similar incident took place over the South China Sea. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Get breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Voters in California may soon be able to snap ballot box selfies without breaking the law.
The fact that there are people out there with hundreds of thousands or millions of followers on social media that will get a social cue that not only is it time to vote, but it's the cool thing to do. That is critically important to get a new generation of voters voting.
Assemblyman Mark Levine has authored a new bill that allows ballot box selfies. The bill passing through the House and will be voted on by the Senate tomorrow. It's expected to hit the governor's desk by September. Right now, California law prohibits photos and videos within 100 feet of the polling places. Some are concerned about the exposure to the Zika virus at this year's Olympics. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has the story.
Well, it turns out that the chances of the Zika virus infecting many people at this summer's Olympics are quite low.
New research from a Sao Paulo-based group predicts that the Rio Games will result in no more than 15 infections among foreign visitors. The projection echoes the thoughts of Brazil's new sports minister, who said pretty much the same thing earlier this week. The games are slated to begin on August 5th. I'm Anthony Lucero.
A troubling report that more college students are reporting sexual assaults on campus. New data released by the U.S. Department of Education shows that about 100 colleges had at least 10 reports of rape in 2014. The University of Connecticut and Brown University had the highest number of reports with 43 each. This is USA Radio News.
And good morning and welcome to Modern Design. Today is a new live show here in our studios in Flemington, New Jersey. And today's Modern Design is going to be all about improving your bathrooms. This week, I've received more than 5 requests from clients who have been with me for a while, some of them new, to redo their bathrooms. So we're going to talk about doing your bathrooms. It's a critical thing that you do from time to time if you want to keep your house updated. And if you do it the right way, hopefully it's going to last quite a long time. Let's start by taking a look at the weather this morning and see what the National Weather Service is telling us about the next couple of days. Okay, currently they're saying, my computer's taking a little time to process. Kind of looks like rain today, so we'll have to see what the story is with that. Okay, here we go. It's saying currently it's mostly cloudy and 65 degrees. Today there's going to be an isolated chance of thunder showers, and then showers likely the rest of the evening with a high of 68 degrees. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 45. On Thursday it's going to be sunny, then sunny with a little bit of a breeze with a high of 74. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 48. It seems pretty cold. Friday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 77. Good day on Friday. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 51. On Saturday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 79 degrees. That looks good. And let's take a look at Sunday. On Sunday, of course, chance showers, but could be partly sunny. And it'll be warm, a high of 78 degrees. So it looks like, except for Sunday, which is a little questionable, it looks like we're going to have a good weekend. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday from 10 to 11 a.m., talking about all things relevant to your home, or possibly restaurant, commercial space, what have you. How to improve it? What are some of the new technologies? What are people doing today? What are the colors that's in? What's trending? What are the fabrics that are in? What can you do to make your space as wonderful as possible? Today's talk is going to be about bathrooms. As I said in the beginning of the broadcast, I have received nonstop calls recently about doing bathrooms over. I have posted some pictures on social media, and any of you that listen to me here, Modern Design on 100 Chamber Radio, can always go to my Facebook page, which is Maven Hill Designs, and really take a look at my work. I do post projects as I do them and also before and afters. And I did put up some bathrooms recently, so maybe that attributes to some of the requests for bathrooms. But I think, you know, it's said that the two things that sell a house and get you top dollar is, number one, first, your kitchen, and I do believe that. And number two is bathrooms. I shouldn't probably say number two is bathrooms, but number two is bathrooms. And one of the things about bathrooms is the renovations aren't as costly. The materials aren't as costly. I mean, there are some very big bathrooms out there and you can do some elaborate things, but chances are if you do a moderate renovation to a bathroom, you really can find surfaces at a very, very good price. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to take you through a bathroom renovation from a pre-existing bathroom that you have, the demolition that's involved, the materials that you need to pick out. I'm going to give you some great resources for things and show you how to do it reasonably, affordably, and quickly. All right, we're going to take some commercial messages and we'll be back shortly more with Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back here on Hunterton Chamber Radio with more of Modern Design. Our topic today happens to be bathrooms, renovating your bathrooms. So why don't we start by the what I typically do when I go to look at a bathroom. I have a customer in Martinsville, a very good customer, who we've been working on projects each year. They're getting ready to sell their house down the road, not right away. Most people have a game plan. So last year we did this gentleman's kitchen. It really came out beautiful. And we upgraded the countertops, we refaced the doors of the cabinets, and we really did smart things that really new appliances and really made the kitchen work. So I got a call from him yesterday, and he said to me, okay, Rich, I'm ready to do the bathrooms. So I'm going to go see him later today. He's a beautiful house in Mortonville, contemporary house, very well done, and we're going to work on it. So let me tell you some of the things that I look for when I do an analysis before I start to do demolition, because there is a process to doing bathrooms. When someone comes into your bathrooms, you have the issue of what's not working, so that's the first thing, the analysis. Then you do your pricing. Then you do a demolition, which often includes getting a dumpster, and then we rebuild. So I usually start with an analysis, which is what I do for all the clients I'm working with. Let's talk about things that I think in general are not working. Anything that's worn out or doesn't have functionality in the bathroom goes. So if you have a leaky faucet, if you have a toilet that's not running well, if you have a tub that's has some cracks in it or is stained and so on, then those things should be eliminated. I mean, that's sort of a common sense thing. But there are certain things that I look for when I do a renovation of a bathroom. And I always try, as in my kitchens, to do bathrooms in a way that the hard surfaces stay neutral and stand the test of time. So if somebody has a blue toilet or a Mexican sand toilet or a even an almond toilet for the most part, or commodes and of any color other than white, I do change them out to a white commode. Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. Okay, that's not good on the air. See when the sneeze comes. Today is a very high pollen count day, I would imagine, so allergies are bad. So we want to eliminate that. A commode is not necessarily a big ticket item, but when you have white toilets, white sinks, and white tubs, you're timeless, because you could have done one in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and so on, up until today, and a white toilet and a white sink and white bathtub will always be in style. Now, styles change a little bit, low profile, comfort, height, things of that nature. I mean, things do get updated. But if you go with white, you're classic. And I always replace my fixtures with white fixtures to stand the test of time. So we want to make sure that we have white sinks, white toilets, and white tubs. Very important. for the space. We want to look at the tile and see what the tile looks like. Is the tile cracked? Is it in bad shape? Sometimes tile just needs grouting. I have a company that I use called Sir Grout. They have locations throughout the tri-state area. And in certain cases, when a tile is a timeless tile and it's well done, but the grout becomes discolored, I can stain the grout to match the tile, and it looks like it's brand new. So we don't necessarily always have to replace all the surfaces, because when you start to demo, there are always things can often snowball. So there are always things that you have to look at. And I always try to go to the point of least resistance. So if the tile that you had inherited is maybe a classic, maybe herringbone tile, if it's one of those hex tiles, the 2-inch hex tiles that are classic, or it's a basket weave pattern, but it just looks a little bit worn out, it's not cracked, we can clean that. If not, then that would be demoed and something we would take out of the space. Mostly today when I'm removing, when we talk about the shower areas, if somebody has an acrylic shower pan or acrylic surrounds, it's become less and less popular to use those. So I'm ripping out a lot of acrylic shower pans, and we're mudding them and rebuilding them with actual tile or stone, and then doing a surround made of tile. So often those will get ripped out today. It depends on the price point where the home is and so on. But for the most part, the acrylic surrounds are not being used. Sometimes, we're talking about renovations when I do my assessment, sometimes you'll have a good tub, a cast iron, really good tub, and if you're in an older home, getting rid of that tub or getting that tub out of that space can often be difficult. So I have done tub refacing, where we go in and cover the tub. We do not an acrylic overlay, because I really don't believe in them, but we will have the tub painted and sealed and in a beautiful, white finish. And that can often work, because you can't really replace those cast iron tubs. They really were quality. They're very heavy. They're very expensive and difficult to take out and difficult to get rid of. So if the tub is in good shape, it just needs to be redone, then that's something that we do. The only thing with the older tubs is they were very, very shallow. And today's profile of tubs tend to be taller, and you get a deeper tub, which is always nice to get into a deep tub. But that's a determination you have to make if you have children and so on. But if you have if the elements are there and they're good shape, I don't necessarily get rid of them. You want to do smart renovations. Okay, we're going to our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My topic today happens to be bathrooms, and we're talking about what you can do to renovate your bathroom and bringing it up to snuff. So we were talking about tubs in the previous segment before commercial, and you have to make an evaluation with your hard surfaces, with your commode, with your sinks, and with your shower surround or your tub, if they are, you know, up to par. In most cases, it's time to upgrade, but you want to take into consideration then we're under renovation. So when we're under renovations, that's when we have to get involved with a dumpster and sometimes permits, and it does become somewhat complicated, but not too complicated. So let's move on after we've done an assessment of your bathroom, and we sort of price everything out. We're going to go to the next phase, which is demolition. So often I have a local company that I use. I'll bring in a dumpster, a 10 or 20 yard dumpster, to do a small bathroom, and we'll demo everything out. And often that includes demoing the flooring. And when you demo flooring in a bathroom, often the subflooring has water damage to it, specifically in a bathroom, because what happens in a bathroom, there's water, and if you have children or sloppy husbands, what happens sometimes is that water gets on the floor and underneath the floor. So it's very common when I demo a bathroom that we're replacing the subflooring, which isn't that big of a deal, but something to consider. Now, if we're taking a bathroom down to the studs and we're replacing the sheetrock, which happens sometimes, if a bathroom happens to be tiled, sometimes what happens is that we lose the sheetrock. I only re-sheet rock with a green sheet rock, a product that's made specifically for bathrooms, which prevents mold and things of that nature. So once we have all the demolition done, we take out our commode, we take out our sinks, we take out the vanity, we take out the floor, we take out the existing tub, then it's time to go shopping. And one of the places that I use as a haunter resource for me is Ferguson Bath and Plumbing Supplies, and they're located throughout the tri-state area. They represent Kohler, but a lot of different brands, and you can do very well there. I have a couple of ladies that I work with, Sharon in the Bridgewater location, in particular, Tracy out in the Lambertville Ringo's location, and April, who's in Phillipsburg, and they're all wonderful ladies and can really help you get everything you need for your bathroom in a timely manner. That's the fun part of doing a bathroom renovation, because things have changed significantly. Vanities back in the day were very standard looking. Vanities look like pieces of furniture today, and you can really get very creative with what you do for vanities. So typically, we're going to look for, if we're renovating a bathroom to the studs, we're going to start by looking for the basics, and that is, again, the sinks, the commode, and the shower surround. So let's start with commodes. As I said, I only do white toilets. I've only done white toilets. I did them in the 90s, in the thousands, and today, no off-white, no beige, no almond, no cream, white. And sometimes people give me a hard time because they're very neutral-centric, and they feel that it's softer to do an almond or an ecru or whatever they call it of the day toilet. And I say, you know, absolutely not. You can bring those warm, soft tones in with your wall covering, with other things that you do, but you want to have classic white features in that bathroom, and it's very important for standing the test of time. Now, commodes have come a long way because, you know, there have been transitions with commodes, but if you're going to buy a toilet in 2016, you want to ask for a comfort height toilet. Toilets are higher now, and they're just a better, I think they're an easier and better toilet to use. So you're going to ask for a comfort height toilet. You're going to want to do, again, a white china toilet. And I like two-piece toilets. You will still see one-piece toilets sold, but I prefer the two-piece toilet. I like the way it looks. I like the way it sets up in a space. And I seem to feel that when I have installed one-piece toilets, in terms of problems, I've had some problems with one-piece toilets, so I would recommend a two-piece toilet in china white. And then when you're doing your sinks, I'm not a fan of the sort of salad bowl sinks, these decorative sinks that go on top of the vanity. I find that the water spills out, and it's just a very big problem. I'm working with a lady right now in Bridgewater, and she insisted on the sink that goes above the vanity. You know, you have to plumb that differently, and that becomes quite a bit more expensive to do it that way. I also think they're going to become dated very quickly, and, you know, have already started to become dated. So again, as I say in Modern Design every week, that when you are doing renovations and you're doing hard surfaces, you're doing your kitchen, you're doing your bathrooms, stick with the basics, stick with what's classic, because you don't have to replace those in 5 years. I'm working with a lady now in Branchburg, and she has a beautiful cabinet, and her backsplash is all herbs and flowers. Well, when she put it in, it was absolutely gorgeous, but now the expense of ripping that out, when, you know, something that she didn't necessarily want to do, to sell that house, I have to rip that out. We're going to have to probably replace the sheetrock and start all over again with a very expensive hand-painted tile. Even backsplash surfaces, do them neutral, and then put platters up that have herbs on them, things that you can change around. Always keep your hard surfaces neutral. They stand the test of time. So getting back to the bathroom situation, do undermount sinks. Have the whatever stone that you're going to put atop your countertop be above it. This way the water runs off into the sink. I like china bowls. I like white china bowls as undermount sinks. It's just a base sink. I like oval sinks. I'm seeing more and more of square with rounded edges as sinks. In kitchens, I actually prefer them now. I like a square sink or a rectangular sink with rounded edges. But in bathrooms, I still think that the oval sink is more classic. Either one would be great, but you want to make sure that they're white china bowls. You want to make sure that they are undermounted. So that's what I would do as far as sinks are concerned. Here's my thought about sinks as well. Unless it's a master, I feel very strongly for resale value that you should have two sinks and a master. I think that's very important. But as far as other bathrooms in the house, one sink really will suffice. Perhaps if you have a Jack and Jill bathroom where children are sharing, then two is probably better. And if you have the space to do two, always do two. Now let's talk about tubs and shower surrounds. As I was saying earlier in the broadcast, many homes as a standard had a shower pan that was acrylic, and that was kind of just sort of what you did. But today we're not seeing that as much anymore. When I get rid of an acrylic shower pan, we're breaking them up and throwing them out. I'm mudding that area, and we're putting beautiful tile. It really sets the pace if you create a beautiful shower pan made of tile, because we're doing better and better surfaces on our surrounds in bathrooms. And I think that if you take out your shower pan and change it up, it will really change the look of the bathroom. I've seen people that have done renovations and they keep their acrylic shower pan because they say it's easy to clean, and then they put wonderful tile on that, and there's such a disconnect with how that looks. And, you know, and the public is becoming more and more discerning. They know the difference. They know the difference between an acrylic surround and an acrylic shower pan. They want to see quality, and that's one way that's not expensive to bring quality into a bathroom. Okay, we're going to take our next set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And we're talking about bathrooms and improving your bathrooms. We do, I am going to open up the phone lines if anybody has a question on their bathroom. Our phone lines are now open. And the phone number to call in to Modern Design is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. Ask us any questions. Or if you had a success or something that you did with your bathroom that you like and you want to pass along to the listeners of our program, I do appreciate that. So let's talk about, again, surfaces. We're going to go to a news break shortly. And then I have a guest that's come into studio, so we might pick his brain a little bit about what he likes and not like. This is a great time to go shopping for bathrooms and accessories. First of all, I say this all the time. Tile is our friend. Tile has never been more beautiful. And they've done something, I think, in the past 5 years that they've never been able to do before. They can take a surface. They can take any stone surface like travertine or Carrara or any beautiful surface, and they can make it in a tile, manufactured tile, where you really, sometimes you touch it and you cannot tell the difference. And the cost savings is magnificent. And there's been a return, I think, in the past couple of years to very classic tile for bathrooms. I had been doing larger tiles in bathrooms, even in small bathrooms. And that is a misnomer that if you have a small bathroom, you have to use a small tile. You really don't. In fact, a larger tile makes a small bathroom look bigger. But I do see in style and so on a return to very traditional 1920s classic baths. So I'm doing a lot of 2-inch, 1 and 2-inch hex tile in Carrara marble or Calcutta. I'm doing a lot of basket weave tile, very classic basket weave tile. I'm doing a herringbone, a beautiful Carrara white and gray herringbone with veins. So I'm seeing a lot of those smaller but very classic elements in tile. One of the things that I think is becoming a little bit passe, though, is tile going up the walls. In a lot of the bathrooms that I work on now, I'm taking down the tile off the walls, and we're not even doing a baseboard of tile anymore. We're doing a regular baseboard as if it was a regular room, and then we're sheetrocking the walls up. And then if somebody has an issue where they feel that there might be water on the sheetrock, then what I do is I do a wood wainscoting, and we paint it out in a semi-gloss paint for protection, and then we go halfway from the chair rail up to the crown molding or to the ceiling with a paint that's been formulated for bathrooms. But I'm not doing, there are certain people that have said to me, okay, well, I want you to tile to the ceiling. I'm like, you're not using it's not a public men's room at a gas station. You really want to, tile is a hard surface. It can be a beautiful surface, but if your flooring is tile and you're tiling your shower and your surround and your ceiling, you don't necessarily want tile on the walls. It's just too much. You want some softness in a bathroom. All right. Well, listen, we're about to go to our news. We'll have a short news break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Hillary Clinton celebrates a milestone victory as Senator Bernie Sanders promises to fight on. Here's USA Radio's Joe Gomez.
Hillary Clinton declaring victory in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination after winning several state primaries.
We've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee.
Senator Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, vowing to continue the fight for the Democratic presidential nomination.
And then we take our fight for social, economic, racial, and environmental justice to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I'm Joe Gomez.
And a 50-year-old man's behind bars after his pickup truck hits a group of bikers north of Kalamazoo on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphreys, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We
bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, westernjournalism.com. That's westernjournalism.com.
The federal trial for the accused South Carolina church shooter will begin November 7th. Dylan Roof, accused of killing 9 people at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston last June. California sees a surge in illegal migrants from China crossing the border from Mexico. Randy Fuller has the details.
Jose Hernandez is a Border Patrol agent out of the San Diego sector.
In our fiscal year 2014, we had only 5 apprehensions of Chinese immigrants. And then this year, we're well over 700 right now.
He says it may be due to air travel changes.
Because of a direct flight that has been added to the international airport across in Tijuana, Mexico. That airport actually is adjacent to the international border.
Hernandez says the Border Patrol is working to maintain law and order in California.
We're always vigilant and always making sure that we're securing our borders and keeping our country safe.
Criminal organizations involved in smuggling maximize their profits by transporting Chinese migrants illegally, often charging each one tens of thousands of dollars to get them across the border. I'm Randy Fuller.
And this is USA Radio News at usaradio.com.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Well, they may be backing him, but GOP leaders in Congress are still angry about some Donald Trump remarks. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
my advice to our nominee would be to start talking about the issues that the American people care about.
McConnell responding to questions about Trump's recent remarks concerning the federal judge overseeing fraud lawsuits against Trump University, as Trump says the judge is biased against him because of his Hispanic heritage earlier.
It's absolutely unacceptable.
House Speaker Paul Ryan also lashed out at Trump's remarks.
Claiming a person can't do the job because their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment.
Trump saying now that his comments about that judge have been misconstrued. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Well, the attorney that got Florida mom Casey Anthony exonerated on charges of murdering her own daughter will defend a former New England Patriots player convicted of murder. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has the details.
Several outlets are reporting that Jose Baez met with former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez and agreed to defend Hernandez in a double murder trial in the 2012 drive-by shooting deaths of 2 men in Boston. The former NFL player is charged with murder in the drive-by shooting case and is serving a life sentence for the 2013 shooting death of another man. Outlets are also reporting that Baez will appeal his murder conviction. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And I'm John DeMaster. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
And we are back in studio with Modern Design. I do have a guest joining me. His name is Moet. Good morning, Moet. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Okay. Moet has a lot of interest in design, and I've asked him to come in as my guest today. As we're going through renovation of bathrooms, he's going to ask some questions and give his general advice on how to do it. He has a design eye himself, and I always look to get feedback and maybe support. And I think everybody brings something to the table. That's why I open the phone lines here on Modern Design. We are web-based, so we don't always get lots of live calls in, but I will get on. We do get a lot of hits after the show is over. In fact, almost more after the show is over on our podcasts, and I get a lot of my information from social media after when people listen to the show in their own time and then have questions for me. So, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great. Before we went to commercial, you had a question about tile, and I asked you to save it and ask it on the air. Was it about tile showers?
Correct. Okay. Well, the question was, do you feel as if, because the powder room, in particular, powder room,
okay,
if because it's so small,
right,
a lot of times people will believe that that should be the room that you can be a little bit more experimental in the way that you design it. Like you were referring to tiling from the floor to the ceiling.
Right.
And I know you said you feel classic is better, but in a powder room, is there an exception to that rule?
Well, you know, I was going to get to that a little bit later in the broadcast, but I think I'll this is a good time to intervene. Powder rooms, I feel, are quite different from functional bathrooms. And I say this often on the show. One of the thing about powder rooms is, where I differ is, if you have a hardwood floor on your first floor, I don't necessarily want to break that up with tile. Often, unlike functional rooms, I like to carry the wood through and make it look more like it's incorporated with the rest of the house. So having said that, if we start with hardwood floors and we don't have to deal with the humidity of a shower and so on, you can be more creative in that space, and you could do unusual things. If you go to my website, or if you take a look at my boards on house and so on, I recently did three powder rooms over. And on the one powder room, I actually went wall to ceiling with tile. I did a decorative tile, 1-inch, very pretty decorative tile, wall to ceiling, and then we put a beautiful mirror over that and a vanity, and that was amazing. And that worked. So that's where I think the powder rooms are sort of the exception to the rule, because you can be creative out there, because they're more like a regular room as opposed to a functional bathroom. When you have a functional bathroom where you have moisture and water to that degree, you have to be a little bit more functional with what you do. But you're, in fact, very, very right with that. Has there anything that you've seen in a powder room that you've liked or wanted to try?
I shouldn't admit this.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with it, and I can't remember the brand right now, and I actually feel bad that I don't. Mm-hmm. But I recently saw a tile that was made in the crocodile pattern.
Okay, wonderful.
And it came in either black or white,
mm-hmm.
and it was very realistic, the way that it was. It was like carved out.
Mm.
And in my mind, I saw that as a beautiful accent wall in a powder room.
Right, absolutely. Don't you find that tile is like the best it ever was?
I think it's beautiful. I think it's more creative.
Right.
I think it's more diverse in the way that they're doing it. Even the shapes are beautiful.
And amazing, right? So I tell people, there one thing I've always said with design, paint is magic. Right now I'm having some renovations done to my house on the outside, and I have three fireplaces, so I have very big chimneys. And on my side porch, I have a big patio there, and then the fireplace chimney is quite large, and I had it painted yesterday. I left the house this morning to go to studio just by putting a coat of paint over my chimney. It like transformed my house. So paint is magic, probably more than anything, but tile is also magic. Tile is not an expensive item. It's not expensive to install. It's not that labor intense. And it stands up to water very well. But you can really, today, you can create any look you want with tile. It's pretty amazing.
I agree with you.
Having said that, with a powder room, I do like being creative. So if you put tile on the wall in a powder room, that would be great. In general, do I want tile all over the walls in a powder room? No. A lot of people, as a point of just being practical, liked in functional bathrooms to put tile up the walls, halfway up the wall, and I just don't really care for that. The one thing about tile on the walls you have to be concerned about from a practical standpoint is you have grout, and grout is maintenance. So I feel that you're better off with just having a clean sheetrock painted out with a spa paint that's in a Regal matte finish, which appears flat, but it's washable and will work well with wet surfaces, and doing clean sheetrock, and then let the tile in the tile areas stand out and let it be what it is. But that crocodile tile, we're going to have to go take a look at that and see what that looks like.
It's beautiful.
Exactly, exactly. All right, so let's get back to the broadcast and the renovation of your bathroom. So now we have the bathroom renovated to the studs, and we're bringing in new surfaces. So we go to Ferguson, or we go to the purveyor of your choice, and we purchase our sinks. We're getting white. We purchase our commode, and we're going to get a comfort height white toilet. And we purchased everything that we need for the shower. We're going to do a shower head. Now, I feel, and I've done in better financial times than today, when people went nuts with shower heads and sprays and thermostatic valves, and they just went overkill. I did a shower in a house in Basking Ridge, and it was like a car wash. And I went back 5 years later, and I told the people, I said, you know what? You need a wonderful, powerful shower head and a handheld device, which you're going to use to clean the shower, mark my words, and that's it. You do not need all those shower sprays coming at you. You will not use them. So they said, yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So 5 years passed, and I went back, and the wife said to me, she's a doctor, and she said to me, you know what? The only thing I ever use is the shower head, the hand sprayer, because when I clean the bathroom, I need that for that. I never turn them on. They're annoying, and they don't get used. So I think people overdo it when it comes to what they put in their shower. I like a really good shower head that's powerful, and you need a hand sprayer for practical purposes. That's it, and that's what I recommend. I like to do matte surfaces, so nickel is still very great. I also like chrome. I see chrome coming back, and I think chrome is classic. I like to do chrome in a bathroom. So you stick to those two surfaces. I think that's terrific. If you're going to do, if you have a freestanding shower and you have the room, I love to put a bench in there. I think it's great for practical purposes. Ladies shave their legs, whatever. Maybe you have an older person in there. I think a bench in a shower is great. I'm a big shower guy. I'm not a tub guy at all. I have a big several person jacuzzi tub. I've never turned it on. But tubs are also important, and they're good for resale value. One of the things that we want to do, and we've been doing for a long time on Modern Design, is we're not using shower curtains anymore. If we have a shower, we want to do a frameless shower enclosure, because if we're going to spend the money on a beautiful tile, you want to be able to see it. So once you've purchased your hard surfaces, you've purchased your beautiful vanity, you've purchased your commode, you've purchased your sinks, you've purchased your the plumbing supplies, then we're going to start to tile. So we are at the break for commercials, and we'll continue this shortly with more of Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
And we are back with Modern Design. We were talking before our break about renovating your bathroom. So now we're ready to actually do the installation. All the materials have gone to the site. We're going to see if there's anything, that if we have to recreate, do something with the subfloor to make sure that the subfloor is good before we put the tile down. if the sheetrock is damaged or we're not using sheetrock that's appropriate to bathrooms, we want to use a green sheetrock or a sheetrock that's been made for wet surfaces. So when we start tiling the floor, we want to make sure that the previous vanity has been taken out. Even if we're going to put that vanity back and try to reuse that, you always want to tile underneath the vanity. And when I take a tile, when I take a vanity out and there's no tile underneath it, I know that a quality job wasn't done. That's really how you're judged in the industry. You want to make sure that you, when you measure to install tile, you want to take the box, the actual room, and buy enough tile to go underneath the vanity. That's the correct way to do it. So we're going to put our beautiful tile surface down on the floor. I like when I'm doing tile, I don't like to use a soldier course of tile around the room as the baseboard. I like to go back to the traditional wood molding as the baseboard molding and just have the tile be on the floor. Now, some people disagree with me and they want me to cut tile or do a soldier course just for purposes of cleaning. But I find that you do get protection from the wood with the semi-gloss paint, and I think it just has a more finished look by using wood as that. Having shoe molding on the bottom, that quarter round, people know, painted white, and a nice baseboard molding that's in the profile of the rest of the house, and that's your floor. So we get our floor done. The next day we go back, we grout our floor. Here's the thing about grout. I like the grout to be as close to the tile color as possible. A lot of people make the mistake and they want the grout to stand out. And that's a problem because over time, all you'll see is grout. You won't see tile. So you want to make sure when you pick your tile surfaces, you want the grout to match and it to be seamless because it's the tile that you want to see, not the grout. So we have our tile done. Now we're going to start to tile our shower. And there's lots of things that you can do to do a shower, Sarand. Again, we're going to do our pan in tile, which is terrific, and it's a great look to build up the shower pan with tile. And then we're going to do our surround. I use a lot of linear tiles these days, 3x6, even 3x12 now, doing a lot of linear tile in showers. That shape is quite popular, but I think it will stand the test of time, specifically the 3x6 subway shape, but in any format. It could be in travertine, it could be in Carrara, it can be in Calcutta, it can be in any sort of tile that's been done, any coloration. I love a nice shower surround. The more classic, the better in my eyes, but I'm open to a lot of other things. And one of the things that I like to do is I like to tile the ceiling in the shower. And I notice when I go to homes, a lot of people haven't done that. When you're taking a shower, steam goes where? Up. So you want to make sure that the area of the shower, that's the ceiling, is tiled. So I feel very strongly about that. And then it's going to be encased anyway because you're going to have your door frames go all the way up to the ceiling, which is very important when you have a frameless shower enclosure. So now that we have our shower taken care of, the new hardware goes in, the new thermostatic valve, the new knobs, and so on. Our shower is taken care of. Our floor is taken care of. We want to go ahead and bring in our vanity, and we want to bring in our commode. We want to make sure that all the surfaces match. So again, white china bowl, and same thing with the sinks. And we want to get them in place. We want them to be consistent. We want them to match. Vanities these days, as I said, are just gorgeous. And there's not even a rule in place anymore. You can do a painted vanity. You can do a stained vanity. You can do a vanity. You can take a piece of furniture. I've taken old dressers or pieces of furniture, and we've cut a hole for the sink, and we've plumbed them to be vanities. And I think that look is quite nice as well. We want to always be considerate that there's water in that environment, so we want to top them with a piece of stone, either quartz or granite. I see my wife is shaking his head. Is there something that you wanted to add about that?
Oh, no, I agree with you perfectly.
I like things that look like pieces of furniture, things that are eclectic. You know, when you go to, you don't want to make your house too personalized, but when you go to sell your house and you've done something very well, that speaks for itself. You know, everybody can go to any place, purveyor, and get a vanity, but when you do something a little bit special, I think that's kind of nice, particularly in a powder room, but also in any sort of space that you have. So now we have our vanity in place and set. We have our commode. We have our shower set to go. Now we want to start doing the finishing touches. And then we want to address our walls. And this is where I think things have changed a lot. I tell people all the time, when you have a powder room is a perfect place for wallpaper. And I will say, Moet, that wallpaper has returned. It really has come back. It's full circle. All the millennials want wallpaper now because there's so many wonderful patterns out there.
And textures.
And textures out there that are wonderful. And vinyl wallpaper has come a long way. The vinyl products are so gorgeous. I touched a grass paper the other day that was completely vinyl. It was so beautiful you couldn't tell. Allows you – wallpaper gives you a dimension that paint just can't. Paint is magic, don't get me wrong, but paint is one-dimensional. When you have a paper, you're adding texture. You're just getting to the next level with it. I don't necessarily recommend paper for functional bathrooms, but a powder room is a perfect place for putting in wallpaper. So in this case, we'll probably pick a beautiful wall paint that is I like the Aura, the spa paint that Benjamin Moore has in a regal matte finish in a beautiful color. Typically, blues and greens are wonderful colors if you're trying to figure a color for bathrooms because they're very spa-like and very relaxing, but you can use any color in a bathroom space and get that bathroom painted. The next thing that we want to add is we want to add mirrors above our vanity. And even, I'd say, about 8 or 9 years ago, people were using one large mirror for the space, and it really has changed. Now, under each sink, we'll see a framed mirror, and that look has changed a lot. So I recommend getting separate mirrors. If mirrors come with your set, with your vanity, don't get them. Mirrors are very inexpensive. Do your own framed mirrors that go with the space. And then finally, we want to take a look at the lighting in the space. It's amazing to me how many people don't have sufficient lighting in the bathroom. There are big voids. Now, in most rooms, people put in recessed lights, cans, or hi-hats. But in bathrooms, they seem to sort of ignore the lighting. And I think you have to address task lighting right over the mirrors. If there's lighting above your head in the room with a flush mount fixture or even a recessed can, that's great. But you also need task lighting if you're shaving. If for a woman, if she's putting makeup on, you really need task lighting right above the mirror. So I always, even if it hasn't been done that way, I'll always bring my electrician, and we will put at least two lights over each mirror so that you have very good task lighting. I notice a lot that people forget to put a light in the shower, and to me, something that's very critical. Not everybody showers during the day. A lot of people like to take a shower at night before they go to bed. It's very relaxing. I always put a light in the shower. It's an inexpensive and easy thing to do, and very important. And also, if you have a larger bathroom, people forget to put a light over the commode. You need functional lighting in a bathroom. So always think about, I'm a big fan of cans and hi-hats. They're seamless. They give you wonderful lighting. It's a pretty look. It's inexpensive. They should always go on dimmers. But we want to make sure that when we do lighting in a bathroom, that we have task lighting over the mirror and that we have functional lighting above it. And that will give you a nice finished look. Finally, we're going to talk about transitions. And I'm a big fan of doing beautiful transitions. Most people take transitions for granted when you're going into a bathroom and when you're going from a wood surface or from a carpet surface into the bathroom where there's tile. I love doing beautiful, beautiful transitions. Carrara is a classic. Carrara marble is a classic transition that always looks nice. But you don't have to limit to that. You can get any piece of stone. And here's a trick for you. You can go to any supply house, and they'll have stock. Transitions. But what you can do is you can go to a granite yard. There are two in particular that I like to use. One is Flemington Granite right here in Flemington off of Route 202, and then off of Route 22 on Chimney Rock Road in Bridgewater is Bridgewater Granite. When somebody does a job, they maybe they get two or two and a half slabs to do a kitchen, per se. When they only purchase what they only pay for what they purchase. When you buy some stone, there are always what's called remnants that are left over. And you can get for a song, you go to the stone yard and you see what they have as remnants. And you can, in a bathroom, not only the transition, pick something that's gorgeous, it'll cost you almost nothing and they'll cut it into place, but also your countertop. A lot of times if you have a small bathroom, you have a very small profile for what you're going to put on the countertop. why not, instead of putting some sort of basic countertop, go to the Granite Yard and find the most expensive marble you can find, the most expensive surface, the most beautiful surface, and say, do you have enough so that I can have a countertop? What an inexpensive and easy way to make your bathroom really pop. And both those places, Flemington Granite, right here in Flemington, and Bridgewater Granite, do sell remnants to the public. So something that you can check out and make work for you. All right, listen, we are at 10:58. We're at the end of our broadcast. I thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week. Moet, thank you for joining me in studio.
My pleasure.
Moet's going to be working with me a little bit now, so we might hear him again. He's got a good radio voice, I think. He's got a sort of a deep radio voice.
All right, thank you.
And so, now he's doing it on purpose, I think. Okay. All right, so we will see you next week. I will not be doing the afternoon show today, but we'll see you next week, Wednesday, in studio with more of Modern Design. Thank you, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Hillary Clinton celebrates a milestone victory as Senator Bernie Sanders promises to fight on. Here's USA Radio's Joe Gomez.
Hillary Clinton declaring victory in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination after winning several state primaries.
We've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee.
Senator Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, vowing to continue the fight for the Democratic presidential nomination.
And then we take our fight for social, economic, racial, and environmental justice to Philadelphia.